There's nothing to tell. Just some guy I work with.
Come on. You're going out with the guy. There's got to be something wrong with him.
All right, Joey, be nice. So, does he have a hump, and a hairpiece?
Wait, does he eat chalk? Just because I don't want her to go through what I went through with Carl. Oh. Okay, everybody relax. Relax, this is not even a date. It's not, it's just two people going out to dinner and not having sex.
Sounds like a date to me. All right, so I'm back in high school. I'm standing in the middle of the cafeteria, and I realize I am totally naked.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
then I look down, and I realize there is a phone there.
Instead of...
That's right.
That would have never happened. Wow.
All of a sudden, the phone starts to ring. Now, I don't know what to do. Everybody starts looking at me.
They weren't looking at you before?
Finally, I figure I'd better answer it. And it turns out it's my mother. Which is very, very weird because she never calls me.
Hi.
This guy says hello, I want to kill myself.
You okay, sweetie?
I just feel like someone reached down my throat, grabbed my small intestine, pulled it out of my mouth, and tied it around my neck.
Cookie?
Carol moved her stuff out today.
Oh.
Let me get you some coffee.
Thanks.
Ooh. Oh.
No, oh, no, no, don't. Stop cleansing my aura.
No,
just leave my aura alone, okay?
Fine, be murky.
I'll be fine, all right? Really, everyone, I hope she'll be very happy.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. To hell with her, she left me.
You never knew she was a lesbian.
No, okay? Why does everyone keep fixating on that? She didn't know. How should I know?
Sometimes I wish I was a lesbian. Did I say that out loud?
I told Mom and Dad last night. They seemed to take it pretty well.
Oh, really? So that hysterical phone call I got from a woman sobbing at 3 a.m., I'll never have grandchildren, I'll never have grandchildren, was what, a wrong number?
Sorry.
All right, Ross, look. You're feeling a lot of pain right now. You're angry. You're hurting. Can I tell you what the answer is? Strip joints! Come on, you're single. Have some hormones.
See, but I don't want to be single, okay? I just want to be married again.
And I just want $1 million.
Rachel? Oh, God, Monica, hi. Thank God. I just went to your building and you weren't there, and then this guy with a big hammer said that you might be here, and you are, you are.
Can I get you some coffee?
Decaf. Okay, everybody, this is Rachel, another Lincoln High survivor. This is everybody. This is Chandler and Phoebe and Joey. And you remember my brother Ross?
Sure.
Hey. Hi.
So you want to tell us now, or are we waiting for 4 wet bridesmaids?
Oh, God. Well, it started about a half hour before the wedding. I was in this room where we were keeping all the presents, and I was looking at this gravy boat. This really gorgeous Limoges gravy boat. When all of a sudden I realized, sweet and low, I realized that I was more turned on by this gravy boat than by Barry. And I got really freaked out, and that's when it hit me how much Barry looks like Mr. Potato Head. You know, I mean, I always knew he looked familiar, but... Anyway, I just had to get out of there, and I started wondering, why am I doing this, and who am I doing this for? So anyway, I just didn't know where to go, and I know that you and I have kind of drifted apart, but you're the only person I knew who lived here in the city.
Who wasn't invited to the wedding?
Oh, I was kind of hoping that wouldn't be an issue.